start that way, maybe we can cover some kind of a lot of mess. Harden is getting some overtures from Purdue, and Clicker wanted to know that it's possible if you had a change of mind that he does have a place to go. Unemployed scientists. A number of things going on. You've asked about foul flesh by mobilizing the Republicans and the Senate Interior Committee against Lester. He's got Martin pretty well buckled. Martin is now thinking that he'd rather switch to fight, and very easy to get him to get it. And I think the general consensus around the White House is that we would rather roll out on this if at all possible, and we think it is possible. Clark McGregor thinks it's possible. He's been counting those pretty carefully. But it will make Al, of course, a bigger crybaby than he is now. That's pretty good. Whatever has to be done will have to be done rather quickly, because Al is, as time permits, is getting around and weaving his web up there. And there are a couple of approaches. One would be just to charge ahead, roll right over. The other would be to have him down here and have him work on it. I'm working on it. Not on this kind of thing. There are too many important things. But we can do one of several things. We can back off Schlesinger. And somebody else, we've got several other names. We've got the fellow in the phone. We've got this Cora, who's over there in the department. There are two or three others who are around. Cora would be acceptable to Al, allegedly, although I don't know that it's been. Why is it useful to put you should try to go with it? Well, just that for one thing, his complaint is not legitimate. He was in Europe and could not be consulted on account of his being in Europe. His staff was informed. He's contending that his senatorial prerogatives were abused. Secondly, it's pure pique on account of the helium thing. There's nothing to it on the merits at all.
Why don't you try using Harlow?
Okay.
I'm not going to waste any equity. I will not waste any equity in order to get Schlesinger, you know, I'm sure. That's the point. I don't, because Al is a crack baby, and if I do it with this, it'll be down on everything. I'll have a fight about this thing. You're a great fellow and all that. See if you can't give him something else.
All right. That's not this. I know this fellow, so
if he is terrible.
Yeah. And he's a scorpion. He'll get you down behind if he doesn't get you straight on.
Why?
And
on the time and the cadence, it can be very good to him. That's why he's just so, you know, he stands right up there at times, fights like a tiger. I don't want to argue with him about an appointment of an undersecretary, which I have lost here and would have not done. Tom Ayers has said I'm perfectly willing to anyone. I just wanted to warn him that I don't feel that the long gas sessions are necessary. As far as my participation is concerned.
Oh, I don't
have the whole thing. It's going to be over 45 minutes.
Well, it'll take an hour. You can figure it out. I'll take them, but don't count any more than that.
Because they go on and on and on, you know, bitching about everything, every problem they've got. Right? So if you put it on pretty quickly, it'd be good. I'm a good friend. It's an interesting thing that they can make an issue. I remember meeting with Lindsay, who I met the Lugar group at least three times.
But you met with some of Lugar's people a number of times in different combinations. Lindsay and I was here. Lindsay's group consists of Stokes and some others. I'm not sure that you've seen them in a long, long time. They are the legislative committee of the mayor's conference. And they've been a thorn in our side.
I get it. Which can be better.
How do you feel about having Lindsay himself here?
It's okay. Maybe he's going to scream if he isn't.
Well, yeah, he might be the chairman of it, so he won't be the spokesman for the meeting. But he can depend on the person.
Yeah, but he's the only one who would give me purposes to try to mitigate the damage. I wouldn't have him. What I mean is that he will go out and be the only one they'll talk to, because he's the only one that has any national seat. My view is that if you could get along without having him, I would. He is not the spokesman of the group. Just have his group and get Stokes, let him be the spokesman. That's the way I feel about it. I see no reason to get busy with this forum down here. Because then he'll get off into politics and a lot of other things. good case on the facts. We give him very damn little to work with. Yeah, what I mean is, John, just step out before the press.
Yeah.
They'll spend 1 minute on that.
And then they'll go on to Vietnam.
'72.
Yeah.
What do you think about blacks? What about youth? You see my point? I do not think it's a spokesman because I think a mayor could. I agree with you, Gary. This will not be what they'll ask him about. But if it can't be worked out otherwise, then he comes.
Well, I think it can.
We're going to try and protect ourselves on the attendance of this thing by farming it out to Luther and being able to say that the guest list was developed by the officers of the legal cities and
fine,
by the house.
Fine.
Okay, I think that's all you have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Got a letter from Cove Lewis about royalties on your book.
Oh, setting of
course. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still stewing about how to handle the Social Security impact on the budget. And there seem to be three things that people have come forward with. One is to say that we're going to take that much out of the budget somehow or other.
No.
I really don't see where it can be gotten from.
No.
So with that. Is to, in effect, call on Congress to do the same thing that has the same deficiency. Third is to call on them to finance the benefits. There is Social Security being acted on. Bills have welfare reform, the welfare reform bill. Social Security matters are being handled in line with that, and they could readily increase the rate, for example, or change the base. Give attention to the financing of the benefits. It seems to me that's the best that I can think of on how to handle it. I hate to see us get in a position of revenue sharing. That's why I asked about this thing just before the show. But I think we have to say something about this problem.
As soon as that message is ready, get it in.
Well, ideally, when you sign an assignment statement.
Maybe between now
and how you're going to handle that.
Year days. Well, because of the debt limitation, it may have to be signed before midnight tonight.
Connolly doesn't think so, John.
I know, but they're still checking that.
They passed, they worked, they finished down there.
I'm not sure they're finished yet, are they?
How could be signed?
Well, it'll be down here as soon as they are finished. And the point is that there's a law question here as to whether you have to actually execute tonight or it has to be done in the morning. We'll get that ironed out in short order.
There's also a question of whether or not you'd want to have some kind of a ceremony that makes an impact on support for an increase of the benefits for the aged. Different kind of question than the other one, of course.
Pretty hard, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you're in the position of being both positive and negative about it, but going back, for example, to the discussion you had with the Fortune people, and the importance they attach to continuing attention to the inflation problem, it seems to me kind of lame that's in that context of calling on the Congress to finance what they voted for is by way of demonstrating that you're alert to this problem and continues to be on your mind. That's the right thing for Congress to do. I think if we hadn't had Arthur's testimony just at that time, twisted long around, Mills was ready to go for the wage base in January 71. And that long switch when he heard Arthur's testimony went through the Senate, and they had a question of whether or not the wage-based issue was conferenceable or not. And lots of people think it was, but that was a good excuse not to do anything with it in any case.
Yeah.
So it went by. But I think that as the weeks and months go on, this business of maintaining some kind of discipline in the budget is a refrain that is going to have to be played again.
Yeah, that is a winner. I see it's an opportunity. What we would do would be to sign this and ask the Congress to change the...
Well, you could point out to the Congress is that there are many, that you're signing this, and this provides needed benefits, but there are many other things in the Social Security area that need doing. The cost of living question needs attention. And then there are a whole list of other things that are being worked on in ways and means. And point out that they haven't financed this benefit. They have other things that they're considering. And call upon them to finance the whole package properly when they consider this. So I don't think that's an idle gesture.
Well, I understand.
There's some chance. I don't think there's a good chance.
I mean, some chance, which by what? We just try to get the Congress to the next Social Security bill.
Well, there is the next Social Security bill, but we've got HR1 that's going to be going across, and it could be it. Certainly could find its place in there as it was going to in the first place, before Long came up with this other thing. So it'll come from the House side. So it's over the road. Yep.
I haven't thought of any other. I'm sure there are other things.
Well, I can't either. I'm just trying to think. I think what we should do, though, I do not think that having a signing ceremony for the benefit is going to make a lot of difference. I mean, after all, we're working on 50-10%. I'll sign the bill, and that's that. Because if I have to sign it, then you kick the Congress through, or they can say, well, we should put more money in it. And, I don't think it's going to get George much. I don't think it's going to get any additional ride. You, John, you've seen much of it. We've been going through these signing money to the extent they are, but I'm not sure in this one where we've got a double-edged sword that we ought to. I think we should sign it. Supposing you could sign it with a statement that said, we wish they'd gone for cost of living increase we've been for how that should be, and we're very troubled about how this is going to be paid for, and so we're going to have some specific suggestions for the Congress on how. But how big it is. But that's fine. That's fine. What I'm getting at is that I don't believe that having a group of congressmen down for a ceremony is the occasion for that sort of thing. I don't think that fits. What do you think about that?
No, it would be good if we could have a lot of old people in here in their wheelchairs, but I don't think we can put anything like that together.
Crank up somebody else and give it a. Testing our commitments, and who will argue, aha, they're bailing out of revenue sharing now. You
much danger in that direction as there is value in saying it, but in the hopes that you'll stimulate the mayors to wake up and do something. Because the mayors are stimulated enough without having to say this. I think if you say, I'm going to ask the Congress to properly finance this, you should not say why. It keeps us in the revenue ballgame.
Yeah.
Because we say, well, we can still afford it because we're kind of in Congress to do the right thing.
We also want to serve.
Well, I suppose you've got to. So you're supposed to do the right thing. Then the Congress is
signed. Governor Sharon.
Then the Congress is kicking this budget right through the full employment ceiling.
Are you indicating that it would be so?
No.
Your revenue sharing. See, that's the question that puts you out.
But you can
have a sign this, and they'll say, well, I suppose the Congress should still have a sign this, I suppose the Congress does not want this.
I think you have to duck that by saying, I'm not assuming
the Congress is going to be responsible.
That's it. That's the answer. There's a strong demonstrated need in this country, and we're sure the Congress will respond.
Yeah.
And for a million years, Social Security has always been on a pay-as-you-go basis. It would be extraordinary for Congress now to deviate from that sound principle and jeopardize the non-inflationary budget.
But help get into our veterans of all people that cheer us. All, you know, all people, I say, he's the guy who's been talking about the dangers of inflation.
I think he's doing us a favor by doing something stimulative to the economy. But he's, well,
it's... Is that really stimulative?
I doubt it.
So if it's to the extent that you have spending by taxes, right, tends to happen.
We heard a lot about that last year. You know, the pay raises and everything else was supposed to stimulate the economy in the middle of the year. Pretty bad year, but I recall. Remember?
Well, as you know, my feeling is that it's the getting a sustained and substantial monetary growth that's the
major key
thing here.
I guess you're right. Let's go do this, or let's go forward. We'll sign the bill. State should simply be one say that I shall. Should we move rather quickly then? What do? We have to send another bill to the Congress.
Now, you don't send bills to legislation and some things of this kind. Just send them. Connolly should go and call on the mills, or somebody should pitch you on this.
Oh, you don't ask for a message, you don't send this.
You don't send bills to the House Ways and Means Committee.
Oh, is that right? I should have known that. They initiate the government.
Yes, that's right. One works this out on a gentlemanly basis.
We send out a tax note.
No, indeed. In fact, you're more out deep. We went up and negotiated with the chairman. And after all negotiations were finished, that person was gone.
Great, that's our only course.
Romney and others say, yes.
But the Congress reveals there's much sex appeal in revenue sharing. There is no way for folks and spend the money for parks and sewers. All the category of grants mean so much to them. That's really what gets us. Which makes me think that the major offensive has to be at the congressional level. The other point that should be struck in the age is that we not present a proposal for revenue sharing that Bert for 8 years while we were here, nobody suggested we were the first to propose it. And propose it now. If there are no alternatives that come up, there is solely a result of our initiative in China. We then will have to negotiate and do the best we can to take the whatever it is that the Congress comes up with and Mongoloid to adopt as our own. But in the meantime, do we have any course with this to continue to hunt on the home on this ahead in the revenue share?
No, I think it's our strongest course.
Do you? If you think CIA people will give a damn? Do you think you can make them give a damn?
I think that's the trick, is to make them care. And to you do it in terms as you suggest on the phone, what the money will buy. You just go into those towns, you go into cities, and you say,
anything at all with the reports that all of our traveling people bring back, it goes over very well.
Yeah, they say so.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they're speaking to editors, publishers, and the rest, and the business people. They're at our side, actually. They're here on the other side. Of course, the metals and others go out on the other side. It seems to be may go over well. I wonder if it isn't. And I think it's the actual coolness is not related to a certain extent to the political sex.
The Republicans are pretty well fired up. And I think the congressional coolness that you're getting is pretty much partisan. Democrats pass their word, they just kind of stay off and they're trying to come up with something of their own. And they did a box over a whole bunch of other alternatives this weekend. And what were they? Public service employment, lowering the matching requirements, increasing the amount of money in existing categorical programs, accelerated public works, whole mixed bag of stuff. And he says, we've been meeting with Democratic mayors working out this fine program once long ago. Democratic mayors went up there and beat his ears off. Told him to get their revenue here.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know what happened in that meeting.
He had a very good time to speak or two.
Yeah.
I was there from these mayors.
But he's putting up a big bravado. And those things will float out there, the same as Larry O'Brien's regional commission thing floated out there. But none of them call out, but I've heard anything ridiculous to which
yeah,
Johnny Burns is excellent. These things are, none of them have the speed, none of them have the impetus. Barbara Collins was down lunch today, and he was saying that the Congress is just totally outstaffed on this whole subject. They just have the people up there to work with these concepts and try and come up with something. He said, the Ways and Means Committee staff isn't geared up to do it. They're busy with other things. And so they're depending on odd guys around them.
We don't know how computer is ourselves.
That's right.
Boy, that's right. It almost gets terrifically complicated. Congress couldn't begin to put together this package of special revenue sharing and reorganization bill. It's just a tremendous mistake.
So we can pull the initiative on this kind of thing. And we can continue to show their alternatives as we've been doing. And I think keep our forward motion on it. Make them fight on our drive. And they've got a very tough choice because these congressmen are going to have to vote up or down on this thing eventually.
I guess I'm more in this congressman in the House that we motion recommit from the Senate. They probably get some sort of our bill has got to get up one way or another, some form of an amendment.
been concerned, and that's a very tough choice for these guys.
As matters now stand, it's not to say they might not be able to develop something. I expect to see some guy get up and make a speech. How many mayors have been convicted of rape in the last year? How many mayors have been convicted of embezzlement? All this kind of stuff. But so far, it's all on our terrain. And until we get the last of our six special revenue sharing bills up there, we can get out the money numbers and get those out to the communities. Then we really start pounding home the number of dollars that each town's going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is what Amarillo gets. Santa Fe gets and so on across the country. And that'll start it. Those would be big numbers.
Well, both of them.
Oh, sure. May not identify that, but you mean, sure. Not New York.
Well, New York's got to get more of it now.
Because they've got that, they're going to get a heavy share of that 650.
The general revenue.
Sure.
And I think special revenue, but kind of want to hold their own.
I think there's something more going for us if we can somehow get it. Cross right, and that is the relationship of a whole set of things in this domestic program that go beyond revenue sharing into the health area, the environment area, the welfare reform, and so on, so that you do have a package that fits together and represents a domestic strategy.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to fight on the cover. Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to be. The thing is that we have not begun to orchestrate the whole administration to our health yet. We've had them all demonstrated this coverage, isn't it?
Generally considered to be a very good program.
Yes. It's a,
that's got a very good response. I gather there's trouble in the way to me. It has gotten a very good response.
That's what I thought. Burns has refused to sponsor John Burns.
Yeah.
Because he claims that we did not give sufficient concessions to small business. He thinks it's politically unflyable for that reason.
In the health care.
Yeah. You know, we require every businessman to insure his employees.
Yeah.
Burns would like us to exempt or to subsidize the small businessman who does less than a certain gross or something like that. And it's just not possible to do financially. It's just but for that reason, he's not aboard. And
much on a board, very much
not much.
Some pencils.
We were up there 7 or 8 weeks ago consulting about this. We had lots of prior participation this time, so we can't complain about that. While they're in California at the end of this month, it would be a very good thing if you're looking for some things to do to go by one of Edgar Kaiser's help maintenance. The permanent funds, because it is the epitome of HMOs, and there is an old folks angle to it, because they do take care of Medicaid old people in their HMOs, and so there's a possibility of setting something up that would be a good visual and get you started in the health thing. That we've talked about.
Where are they actually?
Well, they have them in Los Angeles, and they have them in the San Francisco area, too. Just have to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Oakland, of course, is a home office.
Too congested.
Right.
Another subject, I gather, you're thinking of a press conference on Friday. There will be a consumer's price index announcement on Friday. On the BLS, I don't know what it's going to show, but you should know what that will be.
It'll be announced Friday.
It'll be announced on Friday, that's scheduled. It's generally in the morning, about 11:30. Follow a different procedure, whereby they will have a description of their tables, and they'll distribute it And they won't have a press conference at all. They'll drop the press conference. There are no questions. The secretary could follow up the distribution with a statement of his own.
Should we just...